This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced that U.S. forces in Iraq will end their combat duties within months. He made the announcement Monday during a White House visit from Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi. Speaking to reporters, Biden said the new role for American troops in Iraq will be to continue to train, to assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS, or the Islamic State group, as it arises. Biden declined to say how many U.S. troops will remain there. Currently, there are about 2,500 U.S. troops stationed in Iraq. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters just ahead of the Oval Office meeting, quote, "This is a shift in mission. It is not a removal of our partnership or our presence or our close engagement with Iraqi leaders." The emphasis, officials say, will remain on ensuring there's not a repeat of what occurred 7 years ago when the Islamic State group swept through Mosul and tens of thousands of foreign fighters poured into Iraq and neighboring Syria. Iraqi government forces nearly collapsed, and there were dozens of suicide bombings monthly. The United States and Iraq agreed in April to change the American troops' mission, which had begun in 2015, and focused on training and advisory roles assisting Iraqi security forces. They did not announce a timeline for completing the transition. Monday's White House meeting came amid continued attacks against U.S. military positions in Iraq that the United States blames on Iran-linked militias. On July 24th, a pro-Iranian militia commander issued a statement threatening to attack U.S. forces inside the country and calling for a withdrawal of troops. A drone attack Saturday hit a military base in Iraqi Kurdistan that hosts American troops. This is VOA News. A wave of anti-government protests that began in Iran's southwest 11 days ago has spread to the capital, Tehran, where demonstrators have marched and chanted slogans against their Islamist rulers for the first time in 18 months. Video clips of Monday's demonstration in central Tehran were widely shared on social media and acknowledged by the deputy governor of the Iranian capital region. The clips showed dozens of Iranians marching in Tehran, chanting slogans against Iran's supreme leader, the Islamist ruling system over which he presides, and his use of the nation's wealth to pay and arm allied Islamist militias in Lebanon and in the Palestinian territories. The Tehran protesters' chants included "Death to the dictator," "Shame on Khomeini," "Let go of the country," "Cannons, tanks, fireworks, mullahs must go," and "Neither for Gaza nor Lebanon, I sacrifice my life only for Iran." Iranian state media noted the Tehran demonstration but did not reference any of its anti-government chants. Law enforcement officers who defended the U.S. Capitol will be the first to testify as hearings begin on Tuesday for the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack. The committee and its membership is widening the political split between Republicans and Democrats. Democrats originally proposed an independent commission based on the success of the commission that delivered a widely accepted investigation into the September 11, 2001 terror attacks on the United States. But Senate Republicans blocked a vote, killing that commission. At the end of June, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat, went to the floor of the House of Representatives to propose a select committee to investigate. Republicans accused Democrats of wanting a predetermined outcome, but the House authorized the new select committee. Just two Republicans voted for it. The German women's gymnastics team took to the floor for their first competition at the Tokyo Olympics, wearing unitards with leggings that stretched down to the ankle. That defied the custom of high-cut bikini bottoms in the sport. Male gymnasts wear comparatively modest clothes with loose shorts for their floor exercise and vault, and long pants on bar and pommel horse routines. The Tokyo Olympics are the first summer games since former USA Gymnastics national team Dr. Larry Nassar was sent to prison for 176 years for sexually abusing hundreds of gymnasts. The gymnasts have said the wardrobe choice is intended to push against sexualization in women's gymnastics. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.